It is exactly 12 o'clock on a Thursday, and you know what happens on a Thursday. At this time, it is time for the Top Set Lifestyle Wine of the Week. And once again, we welcome Eamon Darling, and lovely to have you back, Eamon.
Thanks, Dave. Always good to be here.
And today's Wine of the Week is another from Bon Courage Estate. This one, the Mulberry Bush Merlot 2023.
That's correct, yes.
What do you know about this wine?
Dave, I haven't tasted this Merlot in quite a while. So this is the 23 vintage. I think the last one I tasted was the 2020, which is quite a while back. But I always found Merlot, I mean, nice, soft, nice fruit flavours in it. Easy drinking Merlot, especially this one here from Wonkers. Warm climate out in Rough. Comes from Robinson. The farmers out there, like we tasted the Shiraz last week.
Oh, yeah.
And I thought that was everyday drinking Shiraz.
That was superb.
So this week I said, now let's try the Merlot.
Uh-huh.
The other varietal that they do at the farm, which is big. Soft, easy drinking. Ideal for the ladies or for the guys as well.
You know what? I was looking through the notes, and what raised a little bit of an exclamation mark and a question mark is the fact that it is slightly oaked using alternative American wood. Now, it also apparently has a complex velvet texture with soft tannins. When I read notes like that, I get somewhat apprehensive that the tannins and the wood together might present with something rather
different.
Sharp, shall we say. But you say no, possibly not.
I say
not.
No, possibly not with this particular vintage. It's 23, so it's 2 years old. We're 2025, so it's been in the bottle now for 2 years. So it should have settled down and developed a bit more in there. So those tannins should be a little bit more softer.
Ah.
And that wood should be a little bit more.
And I noticed it's not laid down in oak barrels, but rather steel barrels or stainless steel, but then they add wooden staves.
So
it's really just a kind of, well, we're going to add some, so we're going to put in a few planks here.
I wouldn't go and say planks of wood. The farm will get very angry with us.
But it is that, isn't it? I mean, it is. Technically, that's what it is.
Wooden staves.
I've noticed that people that make wine on the internet often resort to adding little pieces of wood because they mature their wine in big demijohns. Yeah,
it's a very, very small scale.
But to give it a bit of oak or a bit of the wood that they like, you can buy it commercially.
You can buy it commercially. Yeah. Some of these big Nexus, like Micas, and that sell all these little components that you can add. But in saying that, I'd be very careful in...
I wouldn't go to a hardware store and get a bit of off-cut wood added to you.
That's what I'm saying.
I wouldn't do that, no.
You want to be very careful what you... If you're making your own wine at home and you're going to be adding wood staves or whichever way you want to call it, be very careful what type of wood you use. Don't use the...
Do not use
the sawdust.
Tumwoody. Yeah. You will be ill, very ill.
And wood, especially with barrels, when it comes to, say, oak barrels, like American oak barrels or even French oak barrels, barrels are so expensive, Dave.
Yeah.
For an empty barrel, you're looking at you're looking at around 20,000 rand.
What? 20,000 for a barrel?
For a barrel. Average 20,000 rand for a barrel.
So
they're quite expensive. So they're made overseas and then they're imported in. But then a lot of the guys in the Cape, we've got where the wood is brought in, and then you've got the coopers then.
So they make them.
We'll assemble the barrel then.
So are the barrels brought in dismantled? They're shaped, but they're dismantled.
I'm not too sure, but I'm assuming that they would be because they take up too much space.
Okay.
If you imagine a big 40-litre barrel.
Yeah, yeah.
How much space that'll take.
And a lot of emptiness in that space.
In that space, yeah.
Not the most economic way of transporting the weight. No,
unless it's full of wine.
Well, unless, of course, it's full of wine, in which case... I noticed there was an event that used to happen just to the north of us where they would bring in a barrel of red wine, and it was the wine fest, and people used to drink that barrel from the brim to the butt and finished. And I was amazed at how much wine that those barrels contain.
There's a lot.
It's a huge number. I mean, in terms of bottles, what would it be?
You could imagine up to around
hundreds.
Like 40 cases. 40 Jeez. Cases come from, say, a barrel. So you're looking at 40 cases, maybe times six. 40 cases. So
240 bottles of wine.
Of wine.
Yeah, okay, well, that on explains average, why there was such singing and dancing and drinking and prancing and all full down.
There's nothing wrong with that, as long as they're enjoying it. And we got the same winemakers now, Dave, Jacques Bruyère and Philippe Villon, make this Mulberry Bush Merlot. And they also make your Shiraz. There's a whole range that come out from Bon Courage, and all exceptionally priced. They got premium as well, but these are more the entry level. Okay. That they do, and very popular.
I can imagine that's a very presentable looking livery as well. Their blue that we mentioned last week of the capping of the bottle, the bottle top. This one is a screw top. The last one we had was a
cork.
Was a cork, yeah.
On the Shiraz.
But it's a very, very attractive blue, almost like the Life and Style blue.
Yes. That's what I said. Let me try something different.
We'll just take that label off, put a lovely Life and Style together. There we go. We're in the wine business. I know there are people that do that, by the way. Yeah,
there is. Yeah. I do.
We're in the wine business, folks.
You can do it. You can actually speak to particular farms if you want to, and say if they want to buy wine from with no label, no nothing on it, and if they're prepared to do it, they will sell it to you, and then you just do your own label. Yeah. There is a couple of guys out there that I know who farms are making their wine, they're buying the wine, and then they're labeling it under their name, and they're saying it's their wine. So it can be a bit tricky and a bit confusing.
It can be a little bit dishonest, I think, as well. It's a bit like when we started to get very excited about the prospect of wine being produced on the north coast of KZN, only to discover that, in fact, the Villard Blanc varietal was not very... So they started to bring in the... I don't know whether it was the grey... I'd rather suspect they brought in tonnage of liquid from elsewhere.
They would have been better off doing buying the liquid and bottling it.
Yeah, I think that's what happened eventually. I think that was the result.
I remember though.
It didn't last long, sadly.
Unfortunately.
But that's the way these things go. Lots of taxpayers' money, I think, went into that venture. So we won't mention the war.
Don't go down that road.
let's not get unhappy. Let's stay with the Bon Courage Estate Mulberry Bush Merlot 2023. So we're going to have a little splash now, but what you're looking at is a medium-bodied red wine. And Jacques and Philippe explained that the aroma, the scent that comes out of the bottle and the glass gives you hints of plums and soft tones of blackberries. So it's a fruity aroma. Then on the palate, one is expecting smooth, well-rounded mouthfeel finishing with a complex velvet texture and soft tannins. Well, Eamon has poured. It looks, the colour is absolutely gorgeous. That is, you know, the wine light that they talk about in poetry and in beautiful ballads. Then you look at the sun through that, it brings you joy. It just does.
It does. It's just excellent to have, you know, any glass of wine, Dave, but in particular this one here, the Merlot, on a day like today. It's still a bit chilly out there, but the sun is out, a little bit of heat there, but on its own, this, I'd say, is very good.
That's lovely. And look at the legs on it, Aaron. Look at the legs. We're watching the sort of syrupy descent of the liquid running down the sides of the glass on the inside, obviously, once one does a little bit of an experimental twirl. Beautiful. And then
to nose it then.
There it is, the hints of plum and soft tones of blackberries. Ooh.
They're there.
Absolutely. And then of course it's most all in the taste, do you know?
Ah.
Well, I must confess there is definitely a tannin there.
There is, yes. But it's not.
But it is smooth and well-rounded, the mouth finish. So it is, and they say so, it's complex. It is a complex velvet texture with soft tannins. They tell you that up front, so it's not a surprise.
Get a little bit of nose on the nose there. They have a little bit of possibly mint. Slight little bit of mint coming through there.
Someone else might describe it as fresh grass.
Fresh, no, that's something in Bronx now.
Somebody else like me who doesn't know the difference. I've just heard it.
Very bad.
Smells like grass. It doesn't. It does, actually. It
smells like freshly cut grass.
Yeah.
But this now...
Like the grass you can smoke. No. I'm just teasing you, Evan. You know I'm pulling your leg,
Dave.
Lad.
He's deep.
It doesn't have any of those illicit elements to it. It would be absolutely super with robust, hearty meat dishes, they say. Casseroles and stews. And particularly they mention here with sweet fruit. So those Cape Malay dishes, you know,
would be perfect.
Oh,
yes,
man,
would be delicious
on a winter's evening, or a braai. They say the grill of the braai would be super with a sweet style barbecue sauce, and even slightly spicy foods as well.
Yeah, definitely. So, I'd say with that blackberry, that blackcurrant that they're saying in there, it's like you used to get wild blackberries grown on the sides of the road, Dave. If you ever get pull the leaf, the green leaf off a bunch of blackberries when they're grown, and pinch that leaf.
And that's the mint you're smelling.
That's that little bit of mint, that little bit of spice, I should say.
Okay, that's the grass I was smelling.
That's a totally different thing altogether now.
Oh, no, it's lovely. I enjoy a red wine at the best of times, and sometimes, of course, one is disappointed, but not today, folks. This is the Boncourage Estate Mulberry Bush Merlot 2023. They say that it can be enjoyed now, or you could lay it down for a year or three or four, and it would improve. And what sort of price are we talking?
Dave, for what's in the bottle and for what you're drinking, $94.99 a bottle.
Wow, so under 100 rand a bottle. Now, that is value. That's really
good.
But for you, my friend, for you today on this particular Thursday, we'll make it around 150 rand a bottle, and we'll donate the rest to charity. Which charity? The Eamon and Dave charity. We'll invite you to the party. No, there's lots we can do with it. I mean, it's such...
I'll be ending up standing at the traffic light saying, say any more.
So there it is. Under 100 rand, you get huge value from Boncourage. The Mulberry Bush. Here we go around the Mulberry Bush on a cold and frosty morning. Lovely, lovely stuff. And that's it. So wine of the week, is this going to be tasted on the weekend or Friday and Saturday?
Friday and Saturday, Dave. You'll be able to taste it in store.
Lovely to know that before you commit your hard-earned cash, you can actually go to Tops at Lifestyle and try before you buy. It's important that what it says is that there is a confidence in the product, so much so that they are prepared to let you taste it, because they know that once you have tasted it, look, it may not be your particular taste, but generally speaking, if you're a red wine lover, I think you're going to adore this one, and at the price, you can't do better.
Simply better.
So there it is. I have now drained. I have none of this taste and eject. Not here. That's an insult to the winemaker and a great crying shame, I've always thought. Of course, unless you're doing it professionally, in which case you have to maintain a certain sense of decorum.
Spittoons.
Which, of course, we do. But there it is, the wine of the week from Tops at Lifestyle. Eamon, lovely. We'll catch up in a week's time.
Yes, Dave. No, perfect.
Another exciting adventure. And, the wine of the week, the Boncourage, will be up on our digital newsletter, the edit that comes out fortnightly. But you'll also find an illustration of it on our website, because it goes up as a podcast now, and also on our social media pages, so that when you get to the very, very vast array of bottles on the shelf, you are drawn immediately to the one we're talking about. It makes it so easy for you. Eamon, thanks again. We'll catch up in a week's time.
Thanks, Dave.